This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, it's 855-660-4261. Now, yesterday was a beautiful day in this area. Hopefully you got to get outside and enjoy yourself. Get into that yard and clean up. I know a lot of people are getting out there to get everything going and making everything look better in the yard. And I'm sure you're noticing a few things that you haven't noticed in the past in the yard. You know, maybe the lawn's a little bit different than you expected. You know, and maybe there's some areas you want to add some plants. You know, it's going to be a lot different because you're there a lot more, right? So you're going to notice things a little bit more. So you're starting to think a little bit more about the garden. Something to do other than hang out inside. You can only watch so many Netflix movies. And you can only do some of those things so much. Whereas do something outside. And I know a lot of you are getting out there cleaning up. It's probably going to be the nicest lawn and garden you've had in years. Some of you who have been doing it for years are going to take offense to that a little bit. But I get it. You've been doing that for years, too. But a lot of areas, you know, you're just starting, just noticing some things. I've said it the past few weeks. You're going to start to notice, you know, the different light sources that you're getting. You know, how much light are you actually getting in certain areas during the day where you might have thought, oh, I think that's pretty shady. It might actually be a little bit more sunny. Some things that you might be able to add to those areas, clean up those areas a little bit differently, depending upon the light. So some of this is pretty good stuff to be figuring out. But it's definitely giving you a chance to be outside, getting your areas ready. The great thing is there are so many things emerging. We're starting to see a lot of plants and trees bud up. I mean, you've seen them for a while now, but even more. I'm noticing my hydrangeas having more and more buds, for leaf buds, not the flower buds. I have I have two endless summer hydrangea and one blushing bride. And they're starting to pop their green leaves from the bottom up. And starting to get more and more there. I have a peony that I've talked about a couple times here. But I transplanted from a compost pile a couple years ago. Hasn't flowered in a number of years since I've gotten it. But it is really emerging, filling out, looking awesome. I'm really excited about the thought of hopefully having a, at least one flower this year. I know with the time of year that I transplanted it, usually about a year after when you transplant with some peonies, it kind of just rejuvenates and won't flower for you at first, and then it will should take about a year. So this could be the year. Let's hope it is. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to this spring. You know, what are you guys out there looking forward to the rest of this spring? What do you want to see in the garden, etc.? The soil temperatures are starting to warm up. We've had some days in a row of 55 degree temperatures in the lawns and the soil. So we're definitely getting up there and getting ready for a lot more to be growing. But along with that, with those 55 degree temperatures or more, we actually, that's when crabgrass starts to develop. Three straight days of soil temperatures 55 or higher, crabgrass will really start to develop. You'll start to see it go a little bit more growth to it, a little bit faster. It loves that temperature to go a little bit higher. So definitely something to be mindful of. I know a lot of you have already been putting down your crabgrass control, but this is definitely something to be thinking about this year of doing, you know, a two-step first step, if you will, kind of your 1A and 1B when it comes to the crabgrass. Looking to do something where it's a early season crabgrass and then a late season crabgrass control. Those two are definitely something we should be looking at this year. You know, obviously a lot of us have been home, so we're looking more to do things in the yard. And so that's one of the things that we should be looking at this year is crabgrass to really take care of it. So going forward, all you'll really have to do is either fertilize the lawn or spot treat. Right, that's the goal of not using as, you know, chemicals or things of that nature to take care of the lawn. So, you know, so I started in, you know, step 1A and 1B, if you will. Your first step or first phase would be that crabgrass and weed preventer, you know, for your lawn. It would be with fertilizer in it. One that has, you know, the three numbers on the bag, the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. This would be one where, you know, you're looking to just, you know, start off the garden that way. Usually what everybody would do next would they would go to a broadleaf weed killer, right? And that's perfectly right. That's exactly what you should be looking to do next. But what I like to do, I like to look at the second, you know, phase or step, if you will, with just a straight crabgrass preventer without fertilizer. Okay, you can purchase specifically. There's a great one from Bonide. So Bonide has their phase program, right? They have the crabgrass preventer that has fertilizer. Their fertilizer is 2408 in it. So you put that down as phase one, right? I'm calling it phase 1A because I like to see it used, you know, early. But then another crabgrass preventer for late season crabgrass. So they have another product called Crabgrass and Weed Preventer. It's a the product in it contains Dimension, which is a chemical that will help not only take care of some of that crabgrass, but it will also do some of the weed protection. You kind of use that as your step 1B. There's no fertilizer in that bag, so you'd be using that as your 1-2 punch, if you will, on crabgrass. Because crabgrass will develop in multiple stages. You know, anybody who has listened to, you know, my father for years, or anybody who talks about lawns and gardens, they're going to tell you when you start to see forsythia blooming, you're going to need to be applying the crabgrass control. Now, if you were like myself, you noticed that forsythia started blooming basically at the end of March. It was a little bit early. So we're putting down that phase one, that step one, to really get something going, to get in the lawn. So we're using that crabgrass preventer with fertilizer. Now, you usually need to wait 6 weeks, at least, before you do step two. Well, if you did it at the end of March, we're only 4 weeks away from that period. But crabgrass is starting to develop, and you want to prevent it. So that's why we're looking at doing like that step 1B at this point with that crabgrass and weed preventer. That's definitely something we should really be looking at doing. For the long-term goals of the lawn, you know, that's something that everybody wants to do. They want to use less chemicals and just fertilize. Well, that's the goal. Getting rid of the crabgrass and taking care of it, then being able to build that stronger lawn and fill it in with actual grass versus weeds or crabgrass. And that's what these two products will help you do. So I definitely think it's something to be thinking about going forward. Doing this season, trying to grow new grass this year, and then fertilizing going forward so you have a thick, lush lawn. So it's something to think about. If you have questions, you can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line today, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Eleanor is in southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call. I put salt marsh hay around my rose bushes.
Okay.
And, excuse me, I've just returned up here. And the weather is, you know, up and down. I didn't know whether to remove the salt marsh hay.
So you can, where in southern Maine are you?
Ogunquit.
Okay.
So it's south.
So, I'm just trying to get the idea for weather-wise. I mean, the rest of the next week looks like it's going to be some rainy weather, but there, you know, the next few days will be the cold nights. After that, it's really going to warm up. I think you should be fine in a few days taking the salt marsh hay off. You could actually do it now. I'd just look at the overnight temperatures and see what's going on. How's the growth on them right now that you're seeing?
Growth on four of them looks pretty nice.
Yep.
I have one that I'm afraid hasn't made it yet. So
gotcha.
That's why I wasn't sure.
So what I would look to do is try to remove some of the salt marsh hay that's around the base of it that you've done, and take a look at it and see what's going on underneath. If you're seeing full green, you can start to take it out. Again, the temperatures have been fluctuating up and down all over the place.
Right.
It hasn't really kind of settled. It hasn't been in that time frame where it's like, all right, we're in spring. Soil temperatures are still a bit cold, but they're starting to trend warmer, more north. It's kind of you're kind of an in between. I think you could probably take it out today without an issue, but I would look at your temperatures overnight and see if you're going into excuse me, like the, you know, into the 20s, or if it's going into the lower 30s, that's what I would take a look at and say, all right, this is, maybe it's going to be too cold.
Right. Okay. All right. So I'll watch the temperature, make sure it's up in the 30s
above,
before
yeah.
I take it off.
Yeah, I mean, I would take a look at the temperatures overnight and just say, all right, how many days in a row is it going to be, this low, right? How many days in a row is it going to warm up during the night, right? And based on, you know, and I'm just looking at where I am, the next few days are going to be the colder nights, but it'll warm up the week after. You're looking at, and I pulled up the information here on the website
so
here. So
Patrick, it wouldn't hurt if I left it on another week. Do you think?
I think you're going to be all right by doing that. I just pulled up the weather for you, and it's looking like the next 4 or 5 days here is going to be in the lower 30s overnight. So you're probably good to be leaving it there. But at the same time, we're like right in that in-between stage where if you took it out, it's not going to be a big deal. But if you left it in, it's not going to be a big deal. Does that make sense? We're like in that in-between. If I was you and I was a little bit worried and saying, you know what, I want to give it a little bit of time, give it a little bit of time. But either way, you're not going to harm the roses at this point. You can start to cut them back and clean them up if you wanted to. Usually, you know, the past couple weeks, that's when you can start cleaning up your roses, getting them cleaned up and ready for the season. Once you take that, you know, salt marsh hay, maybe give them a boost with like a rose tone to give them some food for the spring and then build on it throughout the rest of the season.
Right, right. Thank
All right,
you, Patrick.
Eleanor. All right, have a great one.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There were 2.9 million cases of coronavirus worldwide as of midnight Eastern, according to Johns Hopkins University researchers who are tracking them. Nearly 940,000 of them in the U.S., where there were nearly 54,000 deaths from the virus, over 17,000 in New York City. Still more and more states and cities are allowing the reopening of businesses. In northern Texas, Wichita Falls Mayor Steven Santinella says they can open there if safety precautions are followed.
This order is not forcing businesses to open. This order is allowing businesses to open. A lot of people are thinking that I'm forcing them. It's not forcing.
If you're waiting for your stimulus check because of the pandemic, IRS officials say they have sent out more than 88 million of them, worth nearly $158 billion, to try to help Americans keep the economy afloat during the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau among the dignitaries who spoke at a vigil last night for the victims of a mass shooting in Nova Scotia last weekend that killed 22 people before the shooter was killed by police.
To everyone who lost a loved one, Canada is mourning with you. To the communities that are grieving, we are here for you. You are not alone.
The mayor of Tampa Bay is apologizing to NFL quarterback Tom Brady. The former Patriots star off to a rough start with his new team, the Buccaneers, in Florida. He tried to work out at a city park a few days ago and was ordered to leave the park because of coronavirus restrictions. Mayor Jane Castor has written a letter apologizing for the park eviction, thanking Brady for being a good sport about it. She also thanked him and his wife for donating 750,000 meals to an organization called Feeding Tampa Bay. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've talked a little bit about the lawn and garden and what you're looking to do. Eleanor had a great question in regards to the salt marsh. It's a tricky one, right? You're sitting there saying, well, it's so cold at night. It's still warm here, but it's cold. What do I do? You know, we're stuck in that in-between, really. So that's kind of what's going on with the temperatures out there. We're getting it from every angle here, you know, with what's going on in the world. It's, you know, there was some thought that there might actually be some snow tonight in certain areas. I'm sure there's going to be in the northern, closer to the mountains. So, you know, we're all over the place when it comes to this, the weather. But, you know, let's enjoy some of those days that we have, because I'll tell you, we had a great day yesterday weather-wise. Beautiful out, sunny. At the garden center, a lot of people were out getting their plants purchased. It was great to see people out in the garden center, but everybody was so well-versed at what's going on, keeping their distance, spacing from each other, and actually being able to proceed with safe conditions. It was great to see people out there and walking around. So we're getting into some of the normal things to do, right? Starting to think about a few things, and I've talked a little bit about the lawn. Let's talk about a little bit about the garden. Now, where a lot of you have started seeds indoors, and I've talked to a few in the garden center. I've talked to a few here in regards to what can we do to make them a little stronger? What can we do? You know, and a lot of you have gotten grow lights, are working with grow lights, some sort of, you know, fluorescent light or artificial light to help get those days a little bit longer. I was talking with somebody yesterday who is growing lettuce at home, and she has a grow light. But she had the grow light on for at least 15 hours a day. And the lettuce was just very thin and just going straight up. And, you know, I kind of had the same issue. I was growing some spinach and it was just going straight up and nothing was going to it. Well, what was happening is I had the light on way too long during the day. I was basically bringing a seed into the world in full summer mode without it being outside or anything along those lines. If we look at the way the sun rises now, you know, it's coming up at this point. It's not really out, if you will, in some areas, so about 7-ish. And it's going down the sun around 7-ish, you know, 12 hours of the day. So we're looking at it and saying, okay, for somebody who, like myself, I was doing this, having the sunlight on for 15 hours from this grow light or more, you know, it's almost an artificial day. We want to make the plant feel like what's the natural exposure it's going to get. So start off with a little less light, build up to it so you're not pushing that growth so it just goes straight up and kind of spindly, skinny versus trying to thicken out. So, you know, I learned my lesson a little bit from it. You know, a lot of us, including myself, haven't really grown seedlings inside. You know, we usually, myself, have a lot going on in the spring with the garden center and so usually it's getting something that's already pre-grown for me, a six-pack or a four-inch pot or a patio tomato, that type of thing, versus seed. So a lot of this is kind of new to some of us out there. So we learn from what's going on. We start early to try and get things going, but then realize we can't really put much outside to keep it protected. And the way this, you know, the temperatures have been this season, you get some warm days. Like we had 60 degrees yesterday. And then some areas you wake up and it's in the 30s, the low 30s. So the temperatures fluctuated so much that you can't really put these veggies that you've started inside outside yet to get that natural exposure. So we're trying to get them there. So some things you can be doing with some of those vegetables you've started inside, get them outside during the day. When the sun's up, get them that natural sunlight, get them that natural temperature and that feel. Bring them in at night when you're starting to see temperatures starting to drop. You'll be, you know, if you're outside, you'll notice it. Yesterday, midday, it was beautiful. It was so warm. You know, you're in a t-shirt. By the end of the day, about 5:30, 6 o'clock, maybe actually around 5, you're like, whoa, I can start to feel the chill. Well, your plants feel that a little bit too. And so maybe it's start to pull that in and deal with it that way. So some things to really think about when it comes to this and realize that, you know, we still got to be growing indoors for a bit while the temperatures warm up. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a couple small issues. The thing is that the tulip plants have large leaves.
Yep.
What am I doing wrong? In some cases, no flowers. Just large leaves, and that's all you see coming out of the ground. The other thing is, earlier you mentioned an inoculant for planting, and I guess I missed where it was to be used.
So the inoculant for planting would be with beans and peas. It's an inoculant to build it up, its immune system to grow easier. You can get that online. It just comes in a liquid form. Sometimes it'll be in a powdered form, but what it does is it will help prevent some diseases long term. But what it'll do is it helps with it with the root system develop a little bit quicker, so it will be stronger for you, and it will actually help you improve the yield for your peas and your beans.
Okay. Okay.
Now, as far as the tulip.
Okay.
Do you have another follow-up question on the beans and peas? I'm sorry.
Is there any other the seeds you can use it with?
I mean, you could use it on some others, but this is the main thing to be doing with your seeds. Okay. Those are two that it helps out a little bit. You know, it's not something that everybody does. It's a newer technology, if you will, but it's been a technology that's been around. It helps with the growing of it helps with the nitrogen in the root system to help build it up and get it a little bit quicker. It helps with your yield later. So that's why people have used it, but I've only really seen it on beans and peas.
Okay.
It might be something if you had to test out. Comes in like a 8-ounce package or something along those lines. So you're not going to use like a ton of it.
Okay.
When you're purchasing it, you could go online and purchase it. One that I've seen before and I've sold, it's called Exceed. Comes in a 1.5-ounce package. So, you know, there are some others that will come in bigger amounts depending upon how much you use, like the 6-ounce. But it's really for all beans and peas to be using. Okay.
Good enough.
Now, those tulips, has anything developed in the past week or?
No, just
nothing.
I mean, a couple of them have got some buds, but other than that, they're all, in a lot of cases, all I see is a large tulip leaf. Now, a question comes to mind as I say that. Is there a lifetime for tulip bulbs?
Yeah, I mean, over the years, it will slow down on its production. Some will die off, etc. So there's not really like a set amount of time. But there, over the years, if you're pushing some of the, on like 10 years on some of them, you're going to have less production.
Okay.
So what I'd look for you to do at this point would be to add some sort of phosphorus to the level. The more I've thought about it this week, last week we talked about this and I said, you know, maybe I think you're a week behind, maybe. Well, so where I am, where I was at work in Winchester, ours are all starting to bloom and be wide open. So I would have, thought maybe you have something popping through. So you could have a lack of phosphorus in there.
Okay.
So using like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate, something along those lines to really help boost it.
Okay.
Just using the phosphorus, sometimes what it does is it'll boost some of the leaves, and that's why I'm hesitant and have been hesitant on it, because, the phosphorus, when it starts to bloom, will help push more blooms and make the bloom last longer. Or sometimes if there's no blooms, it just helps grow the leaves, and they get stronger leaves, and they're beautiful leaves, but it doesn't always push the growth through. But I think in this case, in order for you, even going forward, and if it's not this year, it's for next year as well, adding that phosphorus could help.
Okay.
With all your blossoms going forward. And it might be something where, you do now. Take a look in the fall if you're adding more bulbs. Look at something that has a fertilizer that might have a little bit more phosphorus in it to go over the entire the bulb area that you've used, or wait till early spring, like we've had this early spring in March. Add some of that phosphorus at that point to help start develop the root system, to help develop more shoots and flowers that way.
Okay.
But that's right. Probably one of the issues is it doesn't have enough phosphorus in there.
Okay, if I may.
Yeah.
I have a pinky winky that's grown a shoot on its own.
Okay.
When's a good time to relocate that?
So it's come out the side and it's almost like its own.
Being a hydrangea family plant, if you put the branch down,
yeah,
it'll start a whole new shoot. Well, I've got several of those shoots around a very mature Winky Pinky, Pinky Winky, and I want to clip them off and relocate them somewhere else. Is it too soon to do that?
I'd wait a little bit. I'd want it to develop a little bit more and get a little bit stronger. I'd wait almost like a month from now. Let it get some more growth and have develop its root system so that when you do dig it up, it's going to have a decent-sized root system versus having something that might be small now it wouldn't be as strong going forward. So I'd have you wait maybe about a month. By the end of May, you should be able to transplant it from one spot to the next.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much, Patrick. You have a great week.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
All right, take care. Right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about your seed starting again. You got 15 hours of let's say artificial light.
Oh, I was doing a lot more than that. That's the problem. I was starting my light, getting it on around 7 o'clock when I'd wake up, and about 10 o'clock when I would go to bed. I had a little bit. I was starting it off a little bit heavy. My thoughts.
How far were your lights away from your seedlings?
The ones that I had were it was about a foot and a half away.
Okay. You don't have enough light.
What do you say?
That's too far away, right?
Yeah. You need 18 hours on, 6 hours off. I set a timer because I'm too lazy to actually do anything else. I keep my lights, I use LEDs, 1 inch over the plants, and you got to watch them because they'll grow that inch in a day.
Well, that's the...
And you keep pulling that lights up higher and keep pulling them higher in a mega pulley system or whatever you want to use. And those plants will be tight. And then the other thing is to get a fan and put a fan on a distance so that your plants will kind of move.
Yep.
And that strengthens them and makes them stronger and taller. And people see and they think, guy's completely off the wall.
Well, yeah, they already think that about me anyways, but...
Yeah, there you go. But by moving them around like that, I won't tell you what kind of seeds we used to start back in the day, but
yeah,
but it worked.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the things that I forgot to add in there. When there's what's really happening is I was talking to somebody. They were really spindly and they were long and then right. Falling over. So yeah, it has a lot to do with the height of the lamp.
Not
and that's something.
Or technically not enough light.
Well, they're reaching for the light, right?
Right, they're reaching for the light, and they get up to a certain point, and they say, oh, shoot. And they fall
over,
and you're like,
exactly.
Oh, what happened here?
Yeah, they're not.
And that's also where the fan helps, by gently moving the plant.
Yeah.
It strengthens the walls of the cells and the walls of the stem.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. And the other thing, you know, once they're not starting to develop anything when, because all they're doing is reaching for that light and looking for it all day, versus trying to develop their, you know, their stronghold in the soil, if you will, not growing the root system that you're looking for. You know, I
well, the old day we didn't have LED lights.
Yeah.
Which are relatively cool. We had, you know, fluorescents, and you had to get them in there. And, of course, the fluorescent, you've got your center sweet spot. And then you get, to, say, on a 4 foot, you got 2 feet in the middle and a foot on each end that is kind of useless.
Mm.
And you put those down, and they're still kind of warm. But now you can get your light right up close to the plants without burning them or anything else. And they seem to like it.
Yeah, that was one thing I was noticing. Was everything was real warm over there in certain areas. I have one of the, you know, lamps that you would see for, like, chickens, like chicks, as they're growing, like one of those small ones. Yeah. I don't have a lot of space in the house for that. I get my two young ones, their toys take up about 90% of the house. So
right.
I get my
where
little,
it's supposed to be.
I get my little corner. You know.
That's why you always wear slippers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, even that, you can still feel the Barbie shoes going right under those. Yeah, you can still feel it, I'll tell you.
Ow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you're getting plants growing like that, I mean, it's amazing how much even more light is going to make a difference. And all there is to it.
That's definitely good to know. You know, I knew I had it a little bit too high, but, you know. Well, it comes in part of the laziness of not being able to do it. But I appreciate it, Daryl, as always.
Get some sunlight. See ya.
See ya. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.